It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 700.
And never do that kind of an intro again, mate. That was a bit creepy to celebrate 700, but we got there. We absolutely got there. Thought we were starting with ASMR, but
yeah,
I don't know. Happy Sunday, boys. Happy 700.
I'm just trying to keep calm, you know? You just want to, you don't want to blow, as Casey said in the comments, blow your load too early. And I feel the excitement. I feel the jitter. I'm feeling ready.
You shaking? Is that coffee? Have you had coffee?
I'm a little bit. No, I've got even like the clammy hand thing happening. I think it's like I actually feel I'm having a visceral response to episode 700.
Really?
My feet are sweating. Yeah.
Knees weak, arms are same.
Yeah, or maybe I've just
spaghetti.
Got a bit of coronavirus. Maybe I'm slowly dying on the show. Find out by the end of it what's going to happen.
Did you drink last night? Because that can sometimes
be a thing. But I did. But I did. I've been eating sort of excessively because we're doing a reset tomorrow. And
I mean, you sent me a GIF of was that Simpsons? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Homer Simpson.
And it was just donuts.
He's just got his mouth sort of going in, and it was actually inspired from Gronk Lara, who she did an Insta story, and she said it was something along the lines of isolation. You don't have to lose weight in isolation. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's a sign. And so we had an ice cream sandwich in the freezer. And I had that for breakfast.
Yeah. So anyway. For breakfast. Sorry, shit. Lovely. That just went over my head.
Yeah. No, it was delicious.
Hang on. Didn't she have one last night as well? Hmm? I called you last night.
We had two. Brie didn't have hers. Sure. And she was going for a morning walk. And I whispered into her ear, I said, what do you think about me eating the ice cream sandwich? And she's like, yeah, sure, go for it. And so, you know, giving ourselves a break, feeling happy, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah, no, it's good. Well, happy 700, boys. It's been how long? Over 2 years. There's been a lot of episodes in the last month and a half, however long we've been in isolation, 12 a week. George, how are you feeling?
Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling good. Yeah, my heart's racing a little bit, actually. I'm a bit pumped. To celebrate, I brought 7-Up.
Wowee.
Because it's
that looks blowing out. What's that for?
Branding. Also, 7-Up, 700.
7-Up.
Is that the joke?
That was the joke. Yeah. That was the idea. It's a 1.25 litre. It's lukewarm. So.
Can we just point out the cutlery, TJ?
Yeah,
I know before the no, it's fine. No, keep it on. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's very funny.
It's a bit of ambient noise.
It's very funny.
It was on time. They said 15 minutes that cutlery will start going. And
how many knives and forks do you use?
She's actually been very helpful around the house. So
we appreciate it.
But yeah, it's usually right on time. Right on time.
Where is that 7-Up from? I feel like a sort of standard
Coles.
Supermarket doesn't. Okay.
New Coles. Went to the New Coles in Brunswick. Anyone's interested.
Oh, really? What's it like?
Yeah. Oh, it's just new. It's
metro vibes, like
really
real
clean.
Yeah,
real metro vibes. The floor is super smooth. So you get the trolley and it's just like nice to ride around on. And the conveyor belts are nice and clean.
How much do you need to buy to get a trolley versus just getting a basket? I don't think I've used a trolley in about 7 years.
We spent $120. Okay. Just got like.
That's all right.
Veggies and a few meats.
You'd need a trolley for $120.
Mm. Mate, the problem is Coles in Bulleen has free trolleys. Woolworths in Templestowe, suburb across, you got to pay $1. Or you get the buck back. But who has $1?
Yeah.
I don't carry any cash ever.
Annoying.
I found $5 and I bought a coffee and donated the rest of the cash that it got back to me. I just put it into the thing because I didn't want it in my pocket. Like,
I feel like that whole system didn't work, don't you think? Like they tried to do that dollar thing.
Yeah. Still pushing it, dude. A lot of supermarkets are still doing it.
Oh my goodness.
It's like a $2 coin.
Yeah.
That you just put into the
trolley. Do you buy that? Is that
how many keys? You've got very little keys.
You've got a lot of keys.
No, you've got a little amount of keys.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you've only got a couple.
House key, letterbox key, office key. That's all I need.
Makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
it? And the Woolworths key.
Holding it next to the mic.
Talking about the keys, I mean, throwing back to some of our favourite memories, I've got to say the key ring cult. The squeegee key ring cult.
How's you got yours looking? Within reach?
No. It's at the front of the house, so I don't forget it.
Yeah, that was great. Mine's all sort of chipped. It was white.
Mm-hmm.
I probably got the worst colour out of them all, to be honest, but that's okay. That's okay.
Mine's looking a little bit worse for wear, but I think that's part of the whole thing. It sort of feels like the... there's a Japanese word for it. It's like when things age over time or whatever. It's like the natural... I'm pretty sure that it's related to the Dorodango stuff. No, but it's like, you know how you can like... If you break something and you put it together, the imperfections is what makes it brilliant?
Yeah. You want something a bit worn. It's like a good old sports bar. You can't just make one and walk in and go, this feels old.
Yeah.
Because it will be brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a house. It's this house that we're in. Hey, should we just talk about what we're going to be doing?
Okay.
700. Right. I mean, you wanted to go yesterday so hard, Josh.
Yes.
So
you can't take this load away from Josh.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, I'm happy to.
It's his load to blow.
Okay, yeah.
All right, really, Snuddy.
Yeah, right. What time did you go to sleep last night?
4 o'clock as well.
Yeah, it shows. So, I'm
pumped. Yeah. No, I'm just a bit delusional, but feeling great, to be honest.
Really? Do you think you've become more smutty since getting a girlfriend? I feel like potentially.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon I'm consistently delusional now, just a couple, like late nights.
Delirious. Delirious is the word.
Yeah,
it's a delusional.
Bit of both.
Yeah. You are delusional to think that was the word.
Yeah,
I'm just delirious from the tiredness.
It's almost like being a bit pissed. That's the sort of vibe that I'm feeling.
You've hit it spot on, man. They say like lack of sleep and driving is the equivalent of being blowing like over 0.05 or something. Like it's saying tiredness behind the wheel is like being drunk. So you're spot on, but you just don't drive because you don't have your license. So we're all a bit safer today because Mr. 97 hasn't got his P's yet. So thankfully, buddy.
Okay. So the announcement on Friday, May 1, put it in your calendars because at 7 a.m., sharp, that's Melbourne Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. on Friday, we will be starting our 24-hour stream.
Ooh,
George,
yeah.
Play the motion graphics you made.
Do it in
post. What do you got? You got something? I thought you would... You got a graphic?
Did you not...
What about the 700 highlights? Have you got a 700 highlights package?
Roll that.
No, I haven't got it yet. Have you not done it?
there's no highlights package. I'm so sorry.
George, we were waiting for it. At least spray that bottle of 7-Up all over your house. Tonight.
No, I thought this was the whole... It's one of those things where you just sort of assume that you're going to surprise us. You do your hump day replay every week.
A bit of initiative would have been nice, to be honest, George.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fired up too, Sevs. I like this, Sevs. Sevs has got some balls on him now.
What's the difference between... I don't want to get bogged down the 7-Up. Very quickly, difference between Mountain Dew and 7-Up. Do you know the difference?
Different brands, drinks.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, there's a great doco.
One's like lemonade and the other's like... a different kind of one.
10.9 grams of sugar per 100 mil.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's a great doco. There's a thing in South Carolina called Jew Jaw, which is people's jaw, like teeth rotting due to Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And so they actually have, they followed around like a mobile dentist that would go and fix everyone's teeth. It's a real problem.
It's absolutely horrendous.
So TJ, what are you excited about for this? So the 24 hours.
Yeah, so 24 hours. We're going to be live streaming from 7 a.m. till 7 a.m. That's it's a long time, guys. I haven't done an all nighter in many years.
Mm-hmm.
At least an all nighter without excessively drinking or something, which you end up just happen to do an all nighter. But it wasn't planned. So this is a planned one. But it's going to be great. We're going to have lots and lots of interviews, people getting involved with the show. Ryan John, who Gronk of the show, he said to me last week when I told him about this, he said, "Oh yes,
Can you guys like set me a challenge? I'll do something across the 24 hours and you can check in with me. He's just given me an update. Haven't written back to him yet. He messaged me this morning. It's too early. I was still asleep, 9:57. He said, I know what my challenge is. I think you'll like it. I'll struggle with it. Josh will fucking hate it. So that sounds like that's a winner. That's a winning like a combination. Nightmare.
What does it mean, Josh like hates it? What's it? What could that possibly
Josh will
be?
Fucking hate. Yeah, I don't know. But let's how have good a guess.
What do we think it could be? Oh, he's going to try and finish the Seth Godin book.
That's quite funny. In 24 hours, you could like get that. There.
Yeah, no, I would actually like that because it's sort of it's related to me.
We tried that. What wouldn't you like? I don't know.
What could it be?
Do you want to call him? Have you got your phone plugged in? Do you want to just ask him? Because he said he then followed up with, can we lock in a time on Monday or Tuesday morning for me to come on the show to talk?
Let's do it by the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll do it by the end of the show and we'll just see. Have you got his number at your end? Because I can send it to you.
Yeah, no, I've got his number. And so,
yes.
Also, I was chatting with Hamish Blake. He's going to join us. He's going to do something. There is going to be some level of activity as part of the whole thing. But he'll be joining us during the 24 hours.
And then across this week, we're going to have a whole bunch of other people locked in, you know, as we like to fly by the seam of our pants. Is that the word? Is that the correct way? Flying by the seam of our pants?
George.
I think it's seat of your pants, to be honest. TJ, I'm sure that I saw
fly by the seat of your pants. Yep.
Seat.
What does it mean? I mean, it's been a while since you've done a
origin.
Yeah. Fly by the seat of your pants to proceed or work by feel or instinct without formal guidelines or experience, i.e., unorganized and you're just winging it.
I mean, the chat is blowing up.
We're relying on instinct.
That's what it is. Lyndon, Crystal, Scooter, Lara, they're all saying seat. So they all knew that.
They didn't care much about the 700, the 24 hours.
That's okay.
They've Lynn Jansened it. What they've worked out of this whole thing is that we've fucked the saying. That's okay. Yeah, what were you going to say, Teach?
No, but I mean, people love calling out people. So there'll be lots of call-outs you can do across 24 hours because you will be able to get involved with the show.
Well, that's what we're talking about is what we'll need. There's going to be a bunch of technical stuff. So if you are someone that's, it could be, you could have any skill. You could be technical. You could even just have a cool view. If you have a cool view anywhere in the world that you'd happy to lend to us in the way of you pointing a camera in that direction, if you can email us, or if you're a VIP Gronk, just send me a WhatsApp message. But if you're not, go to hi@thedailytalkshow.com and send an email. You know, you don't go to hi@thedailytalkshow. You just put it in your little to field. You know, send us an email through your email client or Gmail or Hotmail or whatever you're using.
You know, the most unfair advantage, Josh, that Sevs has is that he's been in training for some kind of a late night stint anyway. Yeah. Like the kid's up till 4 a.m. Just push it through another couple of hours.
I've only
got to
push
it.
Yeah, 3 hours. I've just got to push through another 3 hours and I'm sweet.
You're doing essentially right now polyphasic sleep. Have you heard about this?
What does that mean?
So polyphasic, go on.
Multiple times a day, right? Like you're having like a nap at your 3 p.m. slump and then you're pushing through and I don't know how. I mean, it's all like a Silicon Valley thing.
Yeah, if you're napping, like basically a bunch of the like engineers and stuff would do it as a way of trying to get more time out of their day. So they would, you would basically sleep in like, I think you do a time between 2 and like 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. and then you wake up and then you do 20-minute naps. Matt Mullenweg did it a bunch.
God, I think that's just Glyn on Friday night drinks when he has to wake up in Florida to join in on us. So let's just set some of the fundamental rules of the 24-hour before we talk specifics. Zero sleep is allowed between the three of us, Josh, Mr. 97, and I, and George. Does he get any sleep?
Well, I spoke to Karen. She's asked that he get some sleep. We're under strict instructions that baby needs some sleep.
Baby needs to sleep.
So she said that you need 7 hours minimum.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
So that should give you a bit of time.
So that's fair. So we're not allowed to have any sleep. Is that right, Josh?
No sleep.
Yeah, that's fine.
No sleep. Okay.
That's fine.
And so what a lot of people are probably wondering is what's going to happen with Friday night drinks, which
I think is what Lara's wanting to know.
Lara,
yeah,
it's all fine. What we are doing is, so Friday night drinks will happen as it normally does. So it will happen in Zoom and we'll bring it all in. But then what happens with kick-ons? Kick-ons historically has gotten extremely loose. It's sort of it's behind the red rope. It's extremely exclusive. And so what we're going to do is DJ Precious will be replaced just for kick-ons with DJ.
What's the opposite of Precious? DJ.
Easygoing.
Easygoing. Yeah, I'll be that. DJ
Easy.
DJ Unfazed.
DJ. DJ Unfazed.
DJ Unfazed.
That's DJ good. Unfazed is good.
And there's also DJ Worthless, which does come up as an opposite. So,
oh really?
That's the opposite of Precious. Yeah, I thought that was DJ Worthless.
There's so much. I'm just enjoying how bitchy Sevs gets. Don't you think that he's actually? I feel uncomfortable that you're being too hard on George, Sevs.
No, I like it. I'm happy with it.
You like it?
Yeah.
I love you, George.
I'll be DJ Unfazed. That's okay, my
DJ Unfazed.
Okay,
Phased.
Yeah.
Phased. Can you spell it?
F-A-Z-F-E-D.
Yeah. F-A-Z-E-D. DJ Unfazed. I love that.
Okay, and so then what will happen? So then the next question is, it's like, well, yeah, you can do that. Do that offline, okay, George?
Yeah, sure.
Just not on here.
Yeah, Blase. That's pretty funny.
DJ Blase.
DJ Blase.
Yeah, I like that. I could imagine the hairstyle that would go with Blase. So what we're going to do is we want to still be involved with kick-ons. And so we need to work out, is it every half an hour, every 45 minutes, every hour? We basically want to cut to the Friday night drinks kick-on. And George, you control the room, you stop the music so we don't have issues with with copyright. Maybe we could even give you some royalty-free tracks. Maybe El Monte could get played before we cross to you. And then everyone knows that they're about to...
on our list.
And so then we'll cut to you and then you can set up some challenges for the VIPs. You could all get into a pose. You could even do some Vox Pops, anything like that.
Yeah. Maybe if there's any producers who listen to the show, could they do a remix of it?
I thought El Monte was quite mixed already. You know, it's almost a remix.
It's a good pump up.
Yeah, yeah,
it's hard to make it better.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll do Vox Pops and stuff like that, and people will, come on your show, and I think it'd be great.
DJ Blase. DJ Blase is very good from Crystal.
Yeah.
We have
DJ Blase.
I thought we just
unfazed.
Did we not just cover Blase? Did we not just cover that a couple of minutes ago?
Did we say Blase?
Yeah, but I like
George read it out.
Did you say that, George?
I didn't hear it.
God, the attitude coming from Sevs today is just...
Yeah. Are you okay, Sevs?
Very.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Yeah.
What is the equivalent of the terrible twos when you turn 20? Do you reckon there's with humans something?
Yeah, tanty 20s.
Yeah.
Tanty 20s.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that. Okay, yeah, maybe we did mention it before, but we're just doing our best, Sevs. I'm sorry, George, what were you saying?
Oh, no. So I'll be hand selecting people to go on the show.
Yeah, great.
During kick-ons.
Yeah, so, I think that'd be lovely.
You know, better be on your best behaviour.
I think it'd be great. I could imagine we could even get some cocktail making, potentially. I could imagine like a Shannon and Jem and Grace. Like I could imagine all the Gronks. Lara, it would be great to see Lara doing some espresso martinis. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Love it.
Are we also... I wouldn't mind... So, inspired by Phoebe Simmons, who... We had, she was in her car doing the interview with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to jump in my car at some point, maybe like really late at night, have it
go
on.
Go for a drive.
And I could do an episode, I can do part of it while talking to you guys, driving.
Could you do a Macca's run?
Oh, yes.
Great definitely. Idea. I could great. Go drop off Macca's to both of you.
Mm. Oh, that would that. Be... Oh.
But I'm, well, speaking of the food situation,
mm-hmm.
What are we doing there?
Well, like, yeah, so we're trying to...
Snacks?
So we've got Jess, our Gronk, who looks after our commercial, you know, promotions. We've now got a commercial promotions department, sort of partnerships, what, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. We're doing quite well. And so Jess is putting together some contracts with some companies. So potentially, Jess didn't say these words, but it sounds like she's going to be able to get a PS4 for me that I can play on the show. Okay.
I mean, from what I read, that was probably not a no-go.
The PS4.
Who knows?
That's
never say never. Play.
Never say we don't never. Know. Whatever the brand's going to sort of... But it sounded like Sony was in, so that's exciting.
Yeah, so just on the food though, Sevs, one thing you can't do is have a ice cream sandwich for breakfast the morning of doing this. Like, no, I reckon you'd be plummeting in by 1 p.m. You'd be shaking. By 4 p.m. you'd be in some kind of rug, shivering, and you'd probably be asleep by 8. Like, having too much coffee. Yeah. I reckon we hold off on coffee too. Hey, did you ever do an all-nighter when you were younger? Like,
yes.
Before drugs and alcohol existed in people's worlds as kids, you know, when they're kids.
Well, I only just started drinking. But the...
when are you doing the drugs?
I know. I've been going hard on that. You've gotten real funny, haven't you?
Delusional.
This is so good.
Real delusional. Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Like, yeah, it's fine. Have you had a lot of sugar or something today?
No, I haven't eaten anything today yet. So
okay, all right. Well, that's a problem. It's 2:20 p.m.
2:30. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Staying up late. When I was in year 10, I did the year 10 DVD, and I had four friends stay at my place while I needed to finish the edit, and so none of them could edit. But they all stayed in my room and took turns staying up while I edited, which I thought was fun.
And you stayed up the whole time, just
editing it out, just getting it done. Yeah.
Oh,
I fucked solid. The DVD menu. So when you press, like, it used to be. Do you remember DVD menus?
Oh yeah, George, a nightmare.
Did you ever have to make a DVD menu?
Yeah, I did actually. Remember we made a film in year 10, me and Robbie. Called Mac and Jack the Musical. It was about Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, and we got dressed into them and we did cover, like, well, we lip synced. And it was like a half an hour film. And then we didn't really know what we were doing, so we exported the half an hour film as like ProRes 422 or something.
Oh, no, not ProRes 422, not even LT.
Yeah, and it was, you know, shot on mini DV. And,
did you upscale to 1080 or what was the...
Yeah,
it was what res were you rocking?
Yeah, I think it was like, 1080, but it was upscaled. Couldn't even fit on the disc. We had to get like a double-sided disc to try and fit it on. And then we had made the menu and stuff like that. But yeah, that was probably the only time.
The menu was a nightmare, but what happened with me in year 10 was I did the whole thing and there was a place, it was called Extreme Tech. And I remember they did... actual, like, there's two different types of sort of DVD, like, if you want to create DVDs, there's replication and duplication. Duplication is like a burner. Replication is like stamping. It's like more legit. And for this, I got them replicated. Like, it was like, you know, we got it 150 DVDs or whatever. But the problem was that I fucked the menu. And so in every... DVD, I had to put a little paper slip to say, hey, when you play, nothing's going to happen. You actually need to go three down, press enter twice, and then press the back to go. So I went from being something that was really sort of professional to a bit of an amateur hour.
How much did you pay for it?
It was like, I'm sure it was, what it would have been, it was like $6 a DVD or something. Like, it was quite...
Oh, no.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Too. Do you think?
Well, when you do 150.
Yeah, like, I mean, everyone's paying them. I think I charged $25 a DVD.
$900 Yeah. You spent $900.
But they were legit.
It was probably, it was probably the top price back then.
Well, I also got the clear cases. And so when you opened it, you would actually see the entire year level photo that I put in the case. And then I matched up the DVD photo with that. And so it would fit in perfectly. It was a real nice setup.
We've got some great stuff in the comments. So Crystal has said, Shannon, you should make an official Gronk cocktail list.
Oh, that'd be good.
Because Shannon was saying she loves cocktails. And
we need a cocktail menu would be great.
Yeah, cocktail. Yeah, so cocktail menu is essentially a cocktail list of drinks. And then also, are we integrating a pyjama party into the May 1st 24-hour app? We could just stay in our pyjamas for 24 hours, says Shannon, which is a great idea because I wouldn't mind to just like not have to, like right now, I reckon I get uncomfortable wearing these. Mm-hmm. Like I almost don't want to wear underwear.
What if this is something? So Casey's asking, how can we support the Daily Talk Show during the marathon? Merch. What if we do slumber party merch?
What if we
do like a real comfy t-shirt or like, I don't know, something like that that can be worn to the slumber party and we can wear it.
Yeah, surely if we were able to speak to Dion and say, and Scooter, maybe you could help us out to negotiating this, but if we were to get some nice t-shirts, get them screen printed in the next 2 days, we could do local shipping. We could do express local shipping to a bunch of Gronks in Australia at least.
Or at least have someone drive in Melbourne around dropping them off on Friday.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah.
24 hours. Off.
That'd be fun. We could get Ramble could get on his bike. He could be doing deliveries.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be good to do. I would love the merch thing. Save it for the show.
Crystal says beanies.
Beanies are great.
Oh, yeah.
So would we embroider? So I guess you could do some embroidery potentially on the beanie.
Oh, it's many ways. You could do patches.
I know it's your favourite type of content, TJ. Sort of going into the detail. What colours? What do you think it says?
On what?
The beanie. Like if we're doing the beanie, what should we do?
Yeah, no idea. No idea.
Casey's saying we could get some undies done.
Yeah, maybe we could get. Is it step one?
Step one, yeah.
Maybe step one, we could do a collab.
Step one, X the Daily Talk Show.
How long is this going to take, you reckon? Because it's next Friday.
Yeah, I know. This is why we need to move.
Derek says, get me graphics by tonight.
Okay.
It sounds like he's got a bit of pull. Or he's got some. Turns out he's got a whole press machine at his joint.
Yeah. It'd be good. We could do like high quality screen printing. I reckon. Why don't we do this, Sevs? Could we... I mean, what? So it's 2:30 now.
Could we cut off
midday tomorrow. We need everyone's sizes, and basically they can do it. We can put like a credit card thing.
We'll pay. We'll put a form up. Okay. We'll put a form up. It'll go out with this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so once it's on the website, you can send the link through the VIP. WhatsApp.
Yeah. Okay. Great. But it's very short. Well. We need everyone by midday tomorrow to get the ball rolling, so we can get all the ANS color product.
And so we need to work out the design. What are we? But what are we? Are we doing t-shirts or are we doing, like, what are we doing?
Well, that's what I wanted to sort of. TJ, what do you think?
T-shirts are great because we did hoodies last time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we wanted to do t-shirts the next time.
Yeah. Okay. Shannon says DHL or something. Yeah. What are we ordering? T-shirts. Grace, what do you think? What would you like? We could. Because trackies
would be fun.
So the one option is that we could do is if we do the same graphic, we can actually give two options. So we could do a t-shirt and a crew neck. So like a crew neck jumper style thing. And so then we can have basically two stock. It's the same graphic for both. And then you can choose whether you want the t-shirt option or the crew neck jumper option. I think that could work.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone's saying t-shirt at the moment. So
okay.
Yeah. Well, it's still fucking hot. Looks hot up in Brisbane and Queensland and up near your mum's, George. Saw Emma Lang at the beach. Jeez.
Still, yeah, it looks beautiful.
Still hot. Still hot.
Grace, I'm sure if we were at, we could. We, Grace is saying probably won't get to WA in time though. Sad face.
I think it depends. We can, when are they getting?
Can you make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the turnaround of the. Well, look, if it depends on the production, but if we can get the production done and picked up Tuesday afternoon, and we can dispatch Tuesday, I reckon we can express it to WA and have it there before we go live.
Okay.
So we need that 24 hour turnaround on the t-shirts. Otherwise, yeah.
And what are we saying on the t-shirts? TJ, you've had some pushback on just the Daily Talk Show logo previously. Like, do we want to do something where it's like Gronk or it's just the Daily Talk Show?
I got those made for us before we went to LA. The Daily Talk Show and also Gronk Squad.
George, what do you think? The Gronk Squad one?
How about the one that
the 3D Dill made? Gronk Squad, Gronk Squad, Gronk Squad. I mean, I would love the Daily Talk Show mentioned somewhere, but you know, we don't have to. It's probably too much to do a bunt. We need to do a front, just no back, you know? Like, I straight away go we could do some sort of inner tag thing or maybe something on the sleeve, but I think we need to stick to one chest.
If it's the logo, I reckon smaller. Not covering the whole front too much.
Okay.
Too much.
And do we want the long
like
one?
Like our current jumpers?
Do we go
maybe just a little... Yeah.
The long one. No, I like the long one. Maybe we don't go square. Maybe we keep the long. And just it's like...
Oh, yeah. So
it's Shannon's sort of saying, nah, just the logo, you bloody Gronks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's good.
Shannon is saying, keep it simple. Use DHL. Stop fucking around.
All right, that's good.
Essentially what she's saying.
Is Shannon, no, Shannon can be sort of head of logistics.
The variance from this one, Josh, is that it's going to be the wide. The thing is, though, it needs to be smaller because when these are on smalls, it's still the same size because one screen print is the same size. They don't have varied screen print.
Sure.
Varied sizes within the screen print.
What do you think about, to go super quick, we could actually use the... what are they called? What are screen printing? The plates or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
What's the? We could use the current plate that we have of the Daily Talk Show logo on the crew neck jumpers because I think that size is very good for jumpers. And then we can do a smaller one for the t-shirts, potentially depending on stock. If Grace was to order a crew neck, she might be able to get it quicker because we can use the existing plates that have to be made.
I think if you want it done by Friday, you're going to eliminate two garments. It has to be one, just logistically, one garment.
I'm even thinking midday tomorrow is quite difficult in terms of like,
dude,
is that long enough? Like, sorry, as in, do we want to shorten that?
I'm just worried about you didn't charge GST. You nearly brought down the whole fucking business last time you did those hoodies.
Well, that's we test and learn. It's
a nightmare.
And so you're going to be able to add GST?
Well, I'm sure if Gravity Forms can, then we can easily do that.
Okay. So we need Blage, our web Gronk, onto the case. So we basically need to get it up today.
Yeah, it needs to be up today. Yeah, absolutely. After this episode, it needs to be up.
The missing piece here is Scooter Derrick's relationship with the person who can
with
do
Dion
screen printing.
From while you sleep.
It has to be Derek that has that conversation.
Yeah.
We don't have enough pull.
Yeah, I think we can get it done. I love Dion. I know, but that doesn't mean pull. But we love
I think Dion.
Dion
loves,
he's been a huge
too,
supporter.
But also broke his balls many a times.
He's on Easy Street, a great business while you sleep. Yeah, I think we can definitely make it happen. It's happening. I've just got a message from Dion. Yeah, he's cool with it. So we can. I think that's what he's saying. We'll chat to Ryan John tomorrow because let's not blow our load completely.
Okay.
But
great.
Okay. You know what I am. I know you go.
Well, so what we decided on, TJ. I think that what we'll do after this, I'll call Scooter. We need to find out from Dion what would he prefer. Do we just do the one garment or do we do the two? The reason I also say the one garment is what we might find is he might have, you know, 20 crew neck jumpers in stock or something. Do we want all? I'm guessing we just go black for ease.
Mm. Yeah, that looks great.
We'll do the black and then we can do the t-shirts. We'll just see what he's got available in stock. We'll then, once we know stock numbers, and then we can get him to advise us, do we want the same size or do we want smaller? T-shirt, I think, makes sense, TJ, that we do go the smaller option to allow for smaller T-shirts.
And just on the side. Yes, definitely. On the left.
Yeah, it has to be new. Yeah,
oh, so, okay, so you're thinking... So
you want to go smaller.
You go really small.
Not in the middle. Yeah, just like a little... just like a front pocket logo kind of thing. That's what I reckon.
And so are you okay with the crew neck being the size, TJ, show your one? Are you cool with the crew neck being sort of that size? That being the jumper, crew neck jumper?
If it was up to me, it'd be probably the same as the T-shirt, but...
Okay.
It's your show,
well, that
guys.
Could be easy.
When we got these done, I never told him the size. I just said roughly. And he did
well, that's what they recommend.
You could go half the size of this in the centre.
Okay. We've done a great job. Scooter says he's going to check the stock this morning, and then he wants us to get the sizes and orders.
Well, so Scooter's absolutely cooked because it's currently 2:36 p.m. So anyway,
we said morning, Shannon, it really got him.
All right, this is exciting. So we'll all have merch. We can take photos. We can get all around it. The 24-hour show. If you want to be part of the crew, if you can support in any way, whether that's you'll come on the show and chat, or you live in Melbourne and you want to ride your bike around like Ramble, or you might be someone who is technically capable, who could help us with troubleshooting with guests before they come on, all that sort of stuff. That's all happening. I think that's about it.
Have one of them on because they've done epic 48 or 40 something.
56 maybe?
52 or 56 hour live streams,
What were you going to say?
Crazy. I was about to say, can we call Venture IP midway through the live stream?
Yeah, we can.
Late at night.
To do a bit
of
a...
3 o'clock in the morning.
Because they're 24-hour support.
24-hour support. So if we can call them in the morning, then we can see if they're actually there.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I think that'd be great. Yeah. And
as long as it's not a sting operation, it turns out they're not. out. No, I don't think.
Okay. So 7 a.m. start on Friday. Yeah, George.
Should we talk about what the next week of shows is going to look like? Or
yes. So the week after, should we talk about what's happening the week after? Is that what you mean, George?
Yeah, that's what.
So you can announce it, George. What's going to be happening after the 24-hour stream?
So the 24-hour stream is going to go till Saturday 7 a.m. The boys are going to be rooted, so they won't be awake. On this week, I'm going to be putting together the best of my favourite bits of the last 700 episodes as 2-hour-long episodes that will get released on Saturday and Sunday,
And straight after the live stream. So the first one will probably hit at midday or something like that on Saturday.
Yeah, correct. So that'll be like, those two episodes covered, Saturday and Sunday.
And you'll be hosting them, right? You'll be doing a little sort of intro and sort of editorializing for us.
Hosting them, talking about little bits, it might go back to the early days where it was just audio, little stories, Mason's first day on the job, that sort of thing.
Yeah, great.
And then, so that's for the Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Monday till... the Sunday, It's going to be one show a day from snippets from the 24-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
with you hosting as well, it'll basically be the Daily George show.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what I've always wanted. So,
And so, I think it'd be fun to get Gronks involved in some way. If you email George@thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got any sort of snippets that you want to see him include, or you've got any sort of insights, or maybe you've got a piece of audio or video, can they send you an email?
Yeah. If you've got your favourite bit of the last 700 episodes, send it through. Although I don't have that email set up, so you have to set that one up.
If you've got big media,
you've got to set
it up.
It's
a secondary domain. Oh, my eye is twitching like there's no tomorrow.
I have to reload my computer.
Imagine after 24 hours.
It's going to be a nightmare.
There's going to be some awards. Who loses their voice first? Who has the first blow up? first tantrum?
Josh and I.
I mean, Sebs, what are you going to do? Are you going to have to speak to Grace about the two nights before?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
I reckon. Yeah, I'm gonna have to dial in my sleep. I mean, the other thing is what I've found really handy is the stuff that Jem has brought around. Like, is Jem gonna help us out in terms of like skincare and stuff?
Yeah, we'll get Jem to do a full sort of face mask experience.
We could all like the puffy eye stuff. We could definitely sort that out. Surely.
Yeah.
Sure. Jordan Michaelides says Josh will have a panic attack. Yes or yes. It would be good to get Michaelides on. Love to have a punch on with Michaelides mid-show. That'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Uber Russ is offering his services, by the way.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, yes. Uber Russ. Oh, man, I'm pumped with this Ryan John thing. I really want to find out what it is and why you'll hate it.
Okay. Let's chat about tomorrow.
Can we make a pact that whatever it is, we have to go with it? Okay. Because I don't know. But just make a pact. We'll go with it.
Jem is keeping.
Are we doing it on? Okay.
Oh, yeah, what were you going to say?
Are we just on the Ryan John thing? If it's like you said, we're going to keep a pact. So are we going to do it on air or?
Yeah, we're going to hear it on air and then.
Okay, great.
He's a content guy. He knows. Okay. It'll be something great.
Great. Could be
not
for Josh.
Josh will be fine.
And okay, so the merch. Just this is like a fucking meeting. So success, definition of done, all that sort of thing. I'm going to call Scooter straight away. Right. Sevs, you're going to work on...
I'll work with Blage and we can get the little site thing Blage ready to go.
What about design? Like the design? Do we just get While You Sleep to look after that? And we just, from a sizing perspective, are we going, I think for the crew neck, we go big or go home? So I think we go the same size as the current hoodie, yes or no?
If they've still got it, if they've still got it.
No, they hold on to all those. And so the crew neck will be big, and then I'll chat to Scooter about the possibility of doing the smaller left chest or right side of the chest. It would be the left side of your chest.
Well, Shannon's sending left. Through. I wasn't sold on that idea that George had. Mm-hmm. Sorry, George.
Stand up for yourself, Tommy.
Mate, I am. Wasn't sold on it, buddy.
All right, what do you want?
Yeah, well,
it's huge.
No. It was just about the positioning, like on a side.
I think in the middle and small will look dumb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that looked great. Oh, that is great. Yeah, Saint Laurent. Shannon sent through a design. Saint Laurent do a really small logo, just like centered to the t-shirt. Yeah, it's just that. But it just looks.
Oh yeah,
it's just.
Where does that?
It looks really cool. It's a bit different. So it'd be like.
I wonder how that would go for logo, though. To be honest, I think if it was just text, if it just said Gronk, it would look good. I think that it would look like a mistake.
Oh, you know what?
Shannon thinks the site is more of a sporting club.
Okay. Style. Well, we are sort of. We've got that vibe.
Yeah. Well, you're going to play around a golf, are you, George?
Mm. I mean, everyone's saying side, so.
Well, look, I'm not going to argue with majority if that's what's happened. If you want side, you want side. You're going to have a look at it.
No.
This is they'll mock it up. They'll mock it up anyway.
What about the logo in a circle, asks Casey?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like... we just need to worry about, like, we can't add an extra
color. I mean,
we've
got to find position.
We can't whip that up.
We've got to dial in the position before we figure it, like... I think potentially a circle might be overcomplicating it a little bit.
Oh, it's actually out of brand guidelines, according to Dill's just comprehensive the word Gronk. Branding package.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk would be nice. There was one idea that I had, which was like Gronk, big text, and then you actually have like the logo in it in some sort of interesting way. But it requires a little... If we've got any designers listening...
You
could do the circle in the O. No, that sounds horrendous, I reckon. Because the Gronk, unless it's Gronk, no, it could work because the O is in the middle, so you could we could try that. TJ, is this level of detail?
We're in the weeds.
Yeah. Less is more, definitely. We're in the weeds. We can just run with what we've had. That's not being lazy. That's just being efficient to get it done on Friday. If that's the goal.
Is that really sort of your brand value, George? Yeah, people's going to buy it.
People are going to buy it. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
We're not doing it for money, George. You know that.
make a bit of cash from it.
Oh yeah, we haven't even spoken about pricing. We'll work out pricing. We'll speak to Dion because We'll do it at very sort of a reasonable price because we realize
as long as we don't lose cash.
Yeah, because okay. we did like, last so long, time because
like,
you sucked
like,
it. Remember?
Like last time.
Yeah. I've got it now. I've got it dialed in. I reckon I'll be able to do it, and we shouldn't lose cash.
And so. Can we make sure that we only have okay. one form so we don't have what happened last time where half
yeah, well,
the
so
orders?
That, no, so that was a size problem. So am I going just in terms of sizes? So I'll just go.
We'll go all the way. No, go X, all the sizes. Yeah, we don't need to.
All the sizes.
Limit.
Discriminate. Yeah.
Well, literally last time you did small, medium, and large. You have no idea about.
No, I did. Common. I did it. I did to XL, and then that's it. So.
Well, yeah, I think we fair. Just make it all available. All right.
Okay.
It's a daily talk show. Happy 700, everyone. All right, George. This is your moment. Here's the. We know you were joking about not having the highlights bit, so go for it.
Yeah. Hit it, George.
Hit it.
The
celebration is the next week.
Yeah, that'll be
that's
huge.
The whole idea.
Can you you wear a different shirt every episode to sort of celebrate? You know.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Because you've got some pretty nice shirts.
Casey's just written. Give us the option to pay what we want to support the show.
Yeah,
oh, that would be great.
That's interesting. Jeez. So if we set a baseline so we don't lose cash.
Because the Gronks, some of the Gronks.
And then
a Gronk move would be paying below cost.
No, but you said a minimum. Yeah. But yeah, there would be the biggest Gronk move. Yeah. Take us out of business.
Yeah. No, that would be nice. Yeah, the lentil as anything model.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
we could do... maybe there could be something where you... What was that?
So what?
Can't you just have like a tips button or something?
Yeah, it's. I mean, we're getting into the semantics. But another thing we could do is maybe we could be like, if you go over the retail price, you can put in a dare or something, or like you can add something to the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could be fun.
Yeah,
that's
like Patreon kind of scales.
Yeah.
We might have to flesh this out offline. Yeah.
Tommy is absolutely having a meltdown now.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think of the Patreon?
All I say
idea?
Is get on the phone. Get on the phone to,
to Scooter. Yeah, we'll
to
do
Derek
that now.
Right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Great.
It's a daily talk show. Thank you, Nick, for your podcast review. What did Nick say, Sevs?
Nick said, "Awesome podcast. Josh and Tommy have an effortless ability to move from entertaining interviews with interesting people to deep conversations on big issues and to fun banter. Them and their evolving door of friends keep the podcast fun and interesting day after day. The community of Gronks they have built around the podcast are a testament to the hard work and endless fun content that they put into the show. 5 stars."
Thank you, Nick Callan.
That's a super review for episode.
Love you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Love you, Nick. Love all you right, thanks, buddy. Everyone. You
hashtag
can leave
robbed.
A review. Was that about Monopoly with Jake?
No. That was just around the best dress for
he's had a hard
TDTS for poor bloke.
Yeah. I mean, but it did look great.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's not take away from that. Okay. All right, I'm going to go call Scooter. It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.